Good afternoon and welcome to live local radio on 97.1 FM and streaming on NorthIdahoRadio.com. I'm your host Olivia Casso and I'm filling in for my dad, David Keyes, who is off doing Rotary or Northwest Auto Body or spending time with my mom or something. At any event, I am here and Tag and I will have a great hour together. We have some outstanding guests here from POAC, the Rusty Trunk, and the YMCA who might stop by and say hi. I want to express all my thanks to you for tuning in, our sponsors for making this happen, Tag and the crew at 97.1 FM, and the radio station for making this happen. Okay, so apparently we're supposed to get a football announcement from Tag. So how are the Bulldogs doing this season?
They're doing very well this season. They just had a homecoming game last week, Wonderful. Which they did win.
Good.
And now they're going to Lewiston to obviously play against Lewiston for their first league game. So I hope it all goes well.
Was that tonight or tomorrow night?
That will be Friday night. It'll be at 7 o'clock, and it'll also be on the radio here on 103.3.
It's a good plug.
There you go.
It's good plug. Yeah, wonderful. We have a few events going on in the community here this week. If you haven't gotten a chance to get to Farmers Market, I think that this is one of the last weekends for that. I think that there's only about 2 weekends left for that, so make sure to go get some local produce and try to enjoy fall through your taste buds. It looks like there is going to be an IPAC Sandpoint Movie Night fundraiser. That's the Idaho Panhandle Avalanche Center, and that's going to be at McDuff's. That's going to be this Thursday, tonight, October 9th, starting at 5 p.m. There's going to be a Fall 2025 Ready for Kindergarten event, and that's going to be Saturday, October 11th at Farmers Tidwell Elementary. It says attendees will explore practical strategies to support their child's development of essential pre-literacy, pre-math, and social-emotional skills. And then it looks like there's going to be Oktoberfest at the Granary, which will be really fun. That's going to be Saturday, October 11th from noon to 6 p.m. Attendees can enjoy live music, Bavarian eats, and a variety of local brews. It sounds like there's going to be actually some activities from our guest today at the Y. They're going to provide entertainment for some of the younger kids. Alrighty, so when we come back, we will be joined by Heidi Bahal from the YMCA.
The Hydra on 2nd and Lake is Sandpoint's original steakhouse. Stop in today for lunch or dinner.
Mondays are local appreciation all day from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. 15% off your bill with an Idaho driver's license. No exclusions, even on fillets and crab legs. Proudly serving Idaho-raised and processed USDA choice beef and everything fried in Snake River Farms beef tallow.
Come on back to the Hydra for lunch or dinner today. The Hydra, 2nd and Lake in Sandpoint.
If you're one of the millions of Americans behind on your taxes, if you're afraid to open your mail because IRS collection letters could be coming, listen carefully. The IRS is cracking down, taking paychecks, freezing bank accounts, revoking passports. That's a fact. But here's what most people don't know. There are official tax relief programs designed to help struggling taxpayers. Programs that could save you thousands if you qualify. No one knows these programs better than the experts at Optima Tax Relief. Optima's award-winning team will fight to protect your paycheck, your passport, and your property. Their tax attorneys and licensed tax professionals will work tirelessly to get you the best deal possible with the IRS. Every day, penalties and interest keep piling up, so don't wait. Call Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-410-6744. 800-410-6744. 800-410-6744.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as $1 a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at ethos.com/music. That's ethos.com/music.
For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes at Homes for Our Troops. And thanks to our donors and supporters, this life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit hfotusa.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
Considering a new career? Alta Forest Products has the perfect opportunity for you. The world's largest manufacturer of wood fence boards, Alta Forest Products is currently hiring for their Naples, Idaho mill, offering one of the highest starting wages in North Idaho, as well as life, medical, dental, and vision insurance, and a $500 signing bonus. No experience necessary. Join the Alta team now. Alta Forest Products in nearby Naples, Idaho. Go to jobs at altafp.com.
Welcome back to Live Local Radio, 97.1 FM. I'm your host, Olivia Casso, filling in for my dad, David Keyes. Today, I'm joined by Heidi Bahal from the YMCA. Heidi, thank you for coming to the show.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
So I was just wondering how long you've been with the YMCA and if you could tell us a little bit about it.
So technically, I have been with the organization for almost 12 years now. So in the early 2000s, I worked for the YMCA over in the Seattle area. And then I've been with the Y pretty much since 2019 when they moved here to Sandpoint. It's a great organization that is community-based. We try to help families and kids and just communities grow and learn and thrive. So we have a lot of fun things going on over there.
Wonderful. Yeah, we were just talking about some of your fall events. Would you care to share some of those with us?
Sure, yeah. We have obviously with fall coming up and people getting back into school, everyone's getting back into the gym and swim lessons are picking up. So it's a lot of busyness over there at the YMCA, but a couple things that we have coming up here very soon. On this Saturday, we have Matchwood Brewery has selected us to be the beneficiary of their Oktoberfest event. So that will be a lot of fun. We can come out and listen to some live music. We have some relay races, kids activities, face painting. Weather permitting, there might be a bounce house. A lot of fun this Saturday. So that's at Matchwood Brewing, and it is from 12 to 6. So please come out and join us there. Additionally, we have kind of a neat thing. It's like a pumpkin patch, but we do it in the pool. So you can bring your kiddos. We put pumpkins in the pool. They jump in the pool. We play games. They get to take a pumpkin home. You know, we usually do some fall things like cider and we have some crafts, so that's really fun as well. That's on October 25th from 10 to 12. And then kind of the other thing, as a lot of people know, the YMCA does a lot of things surrounding lifeguarding, CPR, and first aid. So this fall, we are excited to present to the community that community members can come in and sign up for CPR and first aid. So that's kind of the first time we've been doing that as an outreach to our community, because we heard that there aren't a lot of places for people to just go and get their CPR and first aid certifications. So we're going to offer that this fall. And then if you know anyone that is interested in becoming a lifeguard, that's exciting. We have a course coming up on November 14th, 15th, and 16th. And then a program that we do at the middle school is a junior lifeguarding program. So they don't actually get certified, but they learn some of those first responding skills. It's a great segue, you know, into anyone that, you know, is interested in the field of being a first responder. Once they've taken the junior lifeguarding course, they're pretty much set to sign up for the lifeguarding course as soon as they are of age. And that is taking place kind of over the Thanksgiving break. So those are just a couple of things we have coming around the corner.
Wonderful. So how old does somebody have to be to take your lifeguarding course?
They have to be 15 to take the lifeguarding course.
Okay, wonderful.
So yeah. We do have that age limit there. But if you are, you know, kind of in that 13, 14, even 12, you can sign up for that junior lifeguarding course.
Great. That's amazing. We were talking a little bit, we touched on this briefly about the Y being more of a community center than a gym. And I think that a lot of your events are really reflective of that. So I was just wondering how you've seen, like what community means to you in this role, has being in Sandpoint kind of, broadened that lens on that. What's your takeaway from your time there?
Yeah, so as a lot of people know, the YMCA bought the building that used to be the Sandpoint West Athletic Club. And, you know, that was a really important transition. We worked with the Helanders, who previously owned the facility, and they were just really excited to have an organization come in that is community-based. So some of the biggest differences you'll see, like, we really try to focus, you know, on certifying lifeguards. We are the leading organization in lifeguard certifications in the country, so that's kind of neat. And so we take, you know, water safety very seriously. We do water safety classes for all the third graders in the school district. We do partner with the Long Bridge for that. So, you know, we really just try to focus on what the community needs. So this community has let us know that they would really like more youth programs. So that's our focus for 2026, is getting more youth programs, maybe even some summer camps, some before and after school care is one of our goals, as well as, you know, anytime kids are out of school, having some activities for them to do.
Wonderful. I had no clue about the lifeguard certification. In fact, that's kind of crazy. I would have never imagined. I remember taking one of the water safety classes when I was in the third grade. And it's really kind of crazy to find out the amount of folks in this community who can't swim, who don't know basically like what to do when they're around a body of water and they might fall in. So I think that narrowing that gap, especially here, is really important. And I'm really impressed that y'all are kind of getting that done so early. So yeah,
it's really fun. And we have been trying, like I said, we do definitely partner with the Long Bridge Swim. So yeah, just a shout out for those guys. But we've been trying to expand it. So even down, you know, into Priest River and up into Bonners, we're trying to work with the homeschool groups. So really we're trying to work with every single kid that we possibly can to get everyone as safe around water as possible.
Amazing. Yeah, I love that. Well, thank you so much for joining us today, and I really appreciate your time.
Yeah, thank you so much.
If anybody is looking for information about any of your events, your courses, where can they find that?
It's ymcainw.org. So INW, like Inland Northwest.
Fantastic. Heidi, thank you so much for stopping by.
Yeah, thank you.
Quality. No one's ever used that word before, have they? It's one of those easy-to-use, tougher-to-prove kind of words. Well, let Super One Foods show you how we define quality. Just take the salad test. Go to the produce department at Super One Foods. Get what you need to make the salad of your dreams. Then go home, slice, chop, toss, dress, eat, and enjoy. It's when you taste that Super One salad that you'll know you've experienced quality. At Super One Foods, our fruits and vegetables are big, plump, juicy, crunchy. Pick your favorite adjective. It probably fits. The one that really matters, though, is fresh. Always count on that. As for selection, incredible. And not limited by the changing of the growing seasons. Super One just keeps setting out the biggest and best fruits and vegetables for you all year long. Makes for one heck of a salad test. You already know Super One for low prices, but produce is all about quality first. Selection and low prices, they just happen to come along for the ride. Super One Foods, where low prices are just the beginning.
If you're one of the millions of Americans behind on your taxes, if you're afraid to open your mail because IRS collection letters could be coming, listen carefully. The IRS is cracking down, taking paychecks, freezing bank accounts, revoking passports. That's a fact. But here's what most people don't know. There are official tax relief programs designed to help struggling taxpayers. Programs that could save you thousands if you qualify. No one knows these programs better than the experts at Optima Tax Relief. Optima's award-winning team will fight to protect your paycheck, your passport, and your property. Their tax attorneys and licensed tax professionals will work tirelessly to get you the best deal possible with the IRS. Every day, penalties and interest keep piling up, so don't wait. Call Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-749-8188. 800-749-8188. 800-749-8188.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Introducing your new Dell PC with the Intel Core Ultra Processor. It helps you handle a lot, even when your holiday to-do list gets to be a lot. Like organizing your holiday shopping and searching for great holiday deals and customer questions and customers requesting custom things, plus planning the perfect holiday dinner for vegans, vegetarians, pescatarians, and Uncle Mike's carnivore diet. Luckily, you can get a PC with all-day battery life to help you get it all done. That's the power of a Dell PC with Intel inside, backed by Dell's Price Match Guarantee. Get yours today at Dell.com/deals. Terms and conditions apply. See Dell.com for details.
Hi, this is Brian Ivey, service manager at Pierce Auto Center in beautiful Sagal, Idaho. Fall's here. Time to get your vehicle ready for cooler weather. This month, Mopar is offering a buy three, get one for $1 promotion on select tire brands. For October, we are also offering alignment starting at $69.95 with the purchase of a set of tires. Remember, our certified technicians work on all makes and models, including Subaru and Toyota. Pierce Auto Center.
Welcome back to Live Local Radio 97.1 FM. My name is Olivia Casso, and I'm filling in for David Keyes. I'm joined by Jan from The Rusty Trunk. Hi, Jan.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, thanks.
Good, we're so happy to have you in.
Thank you.
Yeah, so if anybody doesn't know what The Rusty Trunk is, can you give them a little bit of explanation?
Yes, we call ourselves a vendor village. Or vendor mall. It's an antique slash vintage store. I have, I believe, 45 vendors now that we opened up a new area in our store. And we also have a store in Bonner's Ferry, same deal. Very eclectic mix of just random cool stuff.
Yeah, wonderful. Yeah, we were just talking a little bit earlier. Actually, my sister-in-law have a little bit of a booth going on there right now. She's more contributing to it than I am. But yeah, I was really amazed the first time I came in there just about the amount of variety that you have in there. There's one particular, I love the coach, the vintage coach booth. That's one of my favorites. And then there's a crystal vendor in there, I think.
I have, Eric Ridgway has a rock shop, and gem shop, and a lot of people come in and are amazed that he's there. It makes it really fun. We have a few different people, like I've got a couple gals who are pretty much glass experts. Mm-hmm. I have the vintage coach and Louis Vuitton, even purses. I have one gal who's kind of dedicated herself just to vintage children, toys, and clothing, which is kind of cool. My booth is just, it looks like the old curiosity shop. I mean, there's everything from lingerie to fishing poles in there. So it makes it fun.
That's a very North Idaho experience right there. Yeah. something for ladies, something for the guys. It's
right.
It's a great mixture. Yeah, I love that spot a lot. It's really interesting too to see that building transform so much, because that's where we used to take my dog for her checkups. And I didn't really even realize that there was that much space in that building. So it feels like every little section that you enter is kind of its own little world.
Right.
It's really
I was gonna say it's kind of magical.
No, absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely. And it's really kind of fun to be where we're at in the country, because I moved away briefly for about 2 years, and I would assume that I could go 5 minutes down the road and go to an antique shop or go to a vintage shop, and that's just not the case in a lot of places. Since we're so lucky in an area where we have all these wonderful antique and vintage shops, but the fact that you also have such differentiating factors is really a testament to your business.
Right.
I think that you just pull in such unique stuff, and it keeps me coming back all the time.
All attributed really to the vendors.
Yeah.
We have probably the best mix of people who are artists in their own right, some of them, but some of them who wouldn't say so, but probably are, who can take something out of, you know, a dumpster or a free pile at a garage sale and polish it up and put it together and stick it in there and just make it something to discover, you know. I tell people, they're like, well, I don't want to come with the kids. Come with the kids. I have people come in the door and their teenager looks at a dial phone and says, what is this?
Yeah.
And so the conversation happens, you know, this is what I did, or this is what I grew up with. So it's a really cool family experience, and it's a discovery experience. Honestly, you don't have to buy a thing and still have a great time, you know?
Yeah.
So anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. I think, my love for vintage really started out of, just a desire to be a little bit more eco-friendly. And I think a lot of folks around my age have the same inclination there. But there's also, you peel back that layer a little bit more, and the level of craftsmanship that a lot of these vintage items have that we're not really getting now. Right. You know, you buy a pair of pants and they fall apart in 5 seconds versus some of this vintage stuff where, you know, I've had a pair of my mom's jeans since high school.
Right.
And I still wear them regularly. Right. Same with my dad's jean jackets. And they'll last me a lifetime, probably. If I have kids, they'll probably last into their lifetime.
We have a lot of, we have a few vendors who do vintage outerwear. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I have a few Pendleton shirts that are probably 60 years old, and they're just fine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A lot of old things. And we have people coming in looking for kitchen items and things like that that you don't get anymore. A potato masher that's not plastic. You have one, you know? Yeah, we have a couple. It's really cute. I just want something that works.
Yeah.
Yep. And then there's the gadget part where there used to be something for everything.
Right.
And that's fun too. People collect those, or they just use, I mean, you know, they hang them on their wall, or they take them home and put them in their drawer like I do, and they use them.
Yeah. Yeah. I know my mom that was looking for some particular like copper pots, and even those now are so hard to come by. And if you find them, they're extremely expensive, so finding those secondhand is the best option.
Right. Copper and brass and things like that go very well there, and well sought after.
Yeah. So do you have any fun events going on this month?
I do. We have, number one, we always have the bookmobile on Fridays from 10:30 to 11:30, so we gotta talk about that because we're so glad to have them. At the end of the month, on Halloween, we're going to have Trunk or Treat, and the vendors are going to either decorate their cars or themselves and hand out candy in the parking lot from 4 to 6. And the other thing we have going on is our annual, and we've done it since we opened, our annual October slasher sale, which is you put a red mark through a tag, it's half off, or you can reprice it. But it's really fun, and a lot of stuff flies out the door. And, of course, the reason being is we're getting ready for the holidays, so we all want stuff to go out of our booths so we can have room to put all our Christmas stuff and Thanksgiving stuff in.
Wonderful. If anybody wants to keep up with your events, what's the best way to do that?
We have a website, The Rusty Trunk, I believe. We have a Facebook page, and we did have a phone number change. Is it okay to announce
Absolutely.
That?
Absolutely, go for it.
It's 208-691-9456 for Ponderay, and it's 691-9441 for Bonner's Ferry. We changed servers, so we ended up with new numbers, which is great because they're cell phones, and we can walk around the store and talk to you while you call us.
Great. Yeah, I've been meaning to get up to your Bonner's Ferry store, so I feel like this is a good sign to get up there. And for folks who don't know where that's at, would you let them know?
Yeah, it's 6127 Main Street. And that is before you ever get into Bonner's Ferry. You have the golf course, and then you kind of go through some trees, and then it's a flat area. You have the Dodge Motel on one side and Carter Country on the other, and we're right there.
Wonderful.
So we have our own little neighborhood before you ever get into Bonner's Ferry, and tons of parking. And it's really evolved as a cute little store. It's smaller, not much anymore, but we have great vendors up there as well.
Good.
Really cool.
Amazing. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Jan from the Rusty Trunk.
Thank you.
And we will be right back with our guest from POAC.
From October 1st to October 15th, Bissell Pet Foundation is sponsoring all adult animal adoptions at Better Together Animal Alliance. Take advantage of this event to find the perfect new addition to your family. Give them the care they deserve and let them bring joy and warm snuggles into your home. Better Together Animal Alliance, because life is better together. Visit today or learn more at bettertogetheranimalalliance.org.
Ritz Transmission and Performance in Bonners Ferry, now offering new services. Transmission repair to manual and automatic, U-joints, clutches, differentials, custom upgrades, transfer cases, and transmission services. Call for an appointment or just stop in. Your go-to mechanic in Bonners Ferry for everything from oil changes to transmission repair. Get a free diagnostic at Ritz Transmission and Performance, 6878 Main Street in Bonners Ferry.
At Highmark Heating and Cooling, whether it's a fall tune-up for your current heating system or installing a new one, Highmark Heating and Cooling will do whatever it takes to keep your family comfortable through the winter and available 24/7 for emergencies. Call to schedule an appointment or visit us at highmarkheatingandcooling.com. We're your trusted Bryant dealer, serving Bonner County for over 20 years. highmarkheatingandcooling.com. Bryant, whatever it takes.
There's still time to save with Bi-Mart's latest savings book. Pick up a copy in-store. All nature-made vitamins and supplements are 20% off. Fritos and Cheetos XL and Doritos Double XL chips are priced at $2 for $6. Arm & Hammer 138 and 140-ounce laundry soap is $10.99. Plus, save up to $7 on Rain-X Longitude wiper blades. Save store-wide through Monday, October 13th at Bi-Mart, where $5 gets you a lifetime of savings.
Quality. No one's ever used that word before, have they? It's one of those easy-to-use, tougher-to-prove kind of words. Well, let Super One Foods show you how we define quality. Just take the salad test. Go to the produce department at Super One Foods. Get what you need to make the salad of your dreams. Then go home, slice, chop, toss, dress, eat, and enjoy. It's when you taste that Super One salad that you'll know you've experienced quality. At Super One Foods, our fruits and vegetables are big, plump, juicy, crunchy. Pick your favorite adjective, it probably fits. The one that really matters, though, is fresh. Always count on that. As for selection, incredible. And not limited by the changing of the growing seasons. Super One just keeps setting out the biggest and best fruits and vegetables for you all year long. Makes for one heck of a salad test. You already know Super One for low prices, but produce is all about quality first. Selection and low prices, they just happen to come along for the ride. Super One Foods, where low prices are just the beginning.
Hey, Don Thomas here for Selkirk Glass and Cabinets. And you know, someone asked me the other day, is this really the place to go for my new cabinets? Boy, what an easy answer. And let me tell you why. The folks at Selkirk Glass and Cabinets has kept every type of customer in mind when they set up all their different cabinet lines. For instance, there's the KCD line, which is an entry-level, quick-ship product with a select number of finishes and options. Another brand you can count on? Showplace Cabinets. They offer the largest paint selection, including custom color and a reliable lead time. There's also Aristocraft, a cabinet line you can trust from your first house to your forever home. And for several years now, Selkirk Glass and Cabinets has been proud to carry Homecrest cabinets with their flexible solutions and personalized touch. Finally, if you're dreaming of indulgent opulence exclusively designed for you, there is Omega, where the possibilities are endless. So feel free to come in and browse our beautiful showroom or call ahead for an appointment. Selkirk Glass and Cabinets, it is the place to go.
Welcome back to Live Local Radio 97.1 FM. My name is Olivia Casso, filling in for David Keyes because he's playing hooky once again. I'm joined by Becca Boza, representing the POAC. Hi, Becca. Thank you so much for coming in.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
Yeah. So, Becca, you're a photographer. We were just talking a little bit about that. I just want to hear a little bit of your history with your art journey.
Oh, cool. Well, yeah. I mean, it's been one that's been going ever since I was a high schooler, basically. And I come from a family of artists. So my dad was a photographer. My mom is a interior kind of designer and decorator. My uncle's a woodworker here in town, actually. You know, my grandmother was a painter. So I started with a camera after my dad when I was in high school and started on film and then went into TV and all that, worked in Los Angeles, and then recently picked up a camera again in 2020 during COVID when everybody could only go outside. And I started shooting again for myself and it was a blast. And then I opened up my own studio in 2022 and I came here that same year to shoot the wildlife here and a whole different culture than what I'd grown up with. And that's what I love to do. It's my heart. So, yeah.
Wonderful. So do you shoot digital or you shoot film?
Well, I shoot digital right now. I would love to do film again. It's coming back. You know, for the longest time, getting it developed was a problem. But like Portafilm's coming back and they're doing new cameras, and even you can clean up old cameras and work with them now. So I might be coming into a couple cameras after meeting some folks. So you never know.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
And because I do a little bit of photography, so this might be boring for other people, but it's interesting for me. What body do you shoot with?
So right now I have the first Canon mirrorless, the Canon RP.
Okay, wonderful.
So I mean, I would love to get a new one just so that, because I'm outside a lot. I do landscape, wildlife for my love projects, and then I do portraits and whatnot. But what I would really love to go for is the R5 because it's weather sealed. So if I drop it in a river, it's not the end of the world.
Life proof a little
bit
there.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. So we were just talking about the POAC show that's going to be the Light and Shadow.
Yes.
Could you tell me a little bit about that, please?
So that, yeah, absolutely. So this is a big deal for me. So it's over at the Pondre Arts Council Gallery on 2nd Street, and it's called Light and Shadow, a black and white photography exhibition, and it opened last Friday on the 3rd, and the reason it's such a big thing for me is because it's really kind of representing the launch of my new studio and my new banner, which is Buffalo Dream Studio, and it's the largest piece being featured that I've ever done at 5 feet by 7 feet. It's huge, and I decided to print in it the pinnacle piece that kind of defined the name of the studio. It's called Buffalo Dreams. And the frame is hand charred. It was handmade, actually. It was given to me by the North 40 in Pondere when they did their remodel. And I was looking at it. I'm like, I'd love to use it. And I decided, you know what? I'm going to burn this sucker. And so we charred it, and I clear coated it and put an aluminum composite. It's an aluminum composite print, but that really kind of tells the story that really inspired the name. I wanted something that resonated with me, and the story of my brand is my uncle and my aunt gave me a stuffed animal named Mr. Buffalo when I was a little kid. And then the buffaloes kind of proceeded to follow me throughout my life. So it was our mascot in high school, and on and on. There's just been little moments of the buffalo popping up. So when I went to Charlo, Montana and shot the what's now the CSKT National Bison, well, formerly National Bison Range, but now the Confederated Salish and Kootenai Tribe Bison Range. That was my first big photography adventure. And I remember coming around the bend, and we hadn't seen any yet. And we were told actually at the gate that the herd had been hanging out to the back of the range where people aren't allowed to go. So I was like really nervous that I wasn't going to get to shoot the buffalo, which is what I was, been dreaming about for a long time. And so I'm coming around the corner, and there they are. And there's this one buffalo standing out in the middle of the range, looking at the rolling hills, looking at the thunderclouds, just daydreaming. And it was a moment. Like everything I print or everything I post is like, this is kind of a cool moment. And it just captured a big American buffalo and bison daydreaming. And he's seen it a million times before. They live out there. But in that particular moment, it just felt really magical. And so I wanted the studio to be named after something that really resonated with it sounds corny, but your soul.
No, absolutely. Yeah. I love that. And that's also so, it's interesting to see like what becomes such anchor points in your life.
Absolutely.
And with those themes that you kind of feel, at least my personal experience, that you get disconnected from, but things that kind of like, okay, just jolt you back in and anchor you of like, okay, this is a little sign to kind of keep it moving, keep the faith, keep whatever orients you towards your artist's mission.
Right.
And towards your kind of life mission. And to have that be a consistent point throughout your life is so beautiful.
Well, it's really a lot of fun, and when I moved here, I was really determined to make sure that everything I did was positive. Everything I put my energy behind was just pushing positivity. And so one of the, hashtags I use a lot, not to be a millennial, oh my God, but is to keep dreaming. And, you just have to keep dreaming, keep that alive. Don't let that go. I worked for years in TV, spent a lot of time in dark rooms, 16-hour days. And what really kind of inspired me, especially when COVID hit and we had to pick up a camera, just get outside, is enjoy the world beyond your desk and kind of let your dreams come alive again. And life gets hard and we kind of get tunnel visioned. But you can always create, do that with your art, and just keep dreaming.
Yeah, so. I feel like that's a similar sentiment to a lot of the folks who I've met who moved here after COVID, was that they were just looking for a sense of higher purpose, and the big city and, you know, the hustle culture, the 9-to-5 really wasn't doing it for them anymore.
Right.
And I think that Sandpoint provides such a wonderful background for our lives, and also just, I mean, you can't not participate in nature. You drive over the Long Bridge and you're there.
Yeah.
You're there. So it's a really wonderful place that just reminds you of the fact that we are so small in the grand scope of things.
Right.
But that's also kind of freeing in a way for a lot of folks too.
Absolutely. I mean, when you stand out there, like when I come over the Long Bridge, it's almost like just this big sigh of relief, you know. It actually kind of resets your brain and your eyes. You're like, oh, I'm here, thank God, you know. And so I love that. And the drive from here to the Bison Range is one of my favorite drives. You see something new every time. I mean, we are outside. We do live in one of the most beautiful places. I resisted coming for the longest time because I didn't know what I would do with winter. And I got here, and now I can't imagine being anywhere else. And being out on the lake, too. Like, I love getting out on my paddleboard, and you sit in the middle of the lake, and you look inward at the world, and is the most liberating kind of freeing feeling. And you're surrounded by these tall mountains and all the beautiful trees. It's just a fantastic place to be. I can't imagine being anywhere.
How did you pick Sandpoint?
Well, my aunt and uncle moved here 20 years ago.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, you're a woodworker.
That's okay. Yeah. So I came up to visit them, and he's a woodworker here. He has some pieces down at Northwest Handmade. Does really, really beautiful woodwork, and is doing bronzes as well now, which is super cool. I'm jealous. So part of that too is, and being outside and wanting to engage in the landscape, you know, it's just a completely different experience. And I wanted to give back to the community, especially bring more art to the community, because it does keep your dream alive. It does keep your soul kind of refreshed. So we're, as part of the Light and Shadow exhibit, not to bring it back, I just don't want to forget, is we're going to be donating part of the proceeds to the sales of my pieces there to, part of the proceeds to charitable programs that are hosted by the Arts Council. You know, it's going to go to kids' education, seniors' arts. I told you my Grammy was a painter. She lived with us for 20 years, and she was my babysitter the other 9. She was almost 100 years old. And she'd always wanted to paint. And when she started a new chapter in her life, she started painting. And so when I talked to Claire at the Arts Council, it's like, we've got a, you know, senior arts education, heck yeah. So they go over to the senior center, I believe, and you can find out more information about that on their, through the gallery and on their site, I believe.
Yeah, I think that the programs that they do, especially for youth, I mean, I liked school, but not enough to have that be kind of my main thing.
Right.
What kept me going back to school was always my art classes. The way that, you know, football might be a sanctuary for some kids, the way that maybe music might be a sanctuary for some kids, those art classes, really, they're so therapeutic for kids. They really encourage you to connect your mind, your body, your spirit, really think about those feelings that you have, again, at a young age where you might not be cognizant that you're even processing them. It really is such a lifesaver, and I am always so impressed to see just how much this community supports artists. Sorry about that was my husband.
Hey, family's important.
I know. The do not disturb on, and apparently I'm still being bothered.
That's
so.
Quite all right. It's quite all right. Well, I mean, you can tell it matters a lot to me. So I mean, I always wear part of the part of my story too, and that we talked about at the gallery, is I always wear them with me anywhere I am. Yeah. So I've got my grandfather's bolo tie on, one of the rings my Grammy gave me. My best friend gave me this. My parents gave me this. My aunt and uncle, for the show, I had on a white buffalo stone that my aunt and uncle gave me. So everybody's always with me all the time. You know, family is really so important. And with what you were saying about creating and keeping you inspired as a kid, I really do think it's important. It's a creative outlet. And you can kind of just let your mind wander a little bit and have some fun. And so much of our life as we get older, you know, if you let that go, all of a sudden it can get kind of boring and feel very limiting, and you just have to keep doing it. And so any way you can find that, any way you can make that happen, whether you're creating an app or a program or doing graphic, whatever it is, I mean, everybody needs a little bit of time to just let their mind kind of let go.
Yeah, and I was reading this last year, this book that I think most, or at least it's been kind of a popular go-to book for a lot of creatives within the last few years, is the Creative Act, The Way of Being by Rick Rubin.
Okay.
And he talks about how in some capacity everybody's creative.
Right.
And so I think it's so important for these people who might not necessarily consider themselves creative, if you have these guys who are, you know, engineers or wood or you know, they love to hunt, or they love to, they're maybe, they might be an electrician or something.
Right.
Whatever we do in our lives is a form of creation in the capacity. And I think once you rewire it to think that everything that you're doing is creation,
mm-hmm.
It really ties you to a higher purpose. And it takes you, again, out of that grind, out of that keeping your head down, takes you out of the fact that, you know, we're living in kind of an individualistic world.
Yeah.
And it really connects you with something bigger than yourself.
Absolutely. I mean, like all these, the people that I met at the gallery open last week, I mean, it gives you avenues to do that too. Like even, you know, they talk about social media and how it's the biggest network in the world, but it can make you feel so small and alone, which it does have the capacity to do both of those things, you know, but it does give you an opportunity to meet people. You can promote things to meet other people. Like, so we promoted that last week, and then I got to go meet a bunch of people that came to the gallery, and they told me their stories, like a lot of people from Montana that were like, oh my God, is that the bison range? And then some people like, you shot that there? And then we started actually getting into like, what side were you on and where is that? And it was so cool. It had so much fun. And this one lady, she started tearing up, and I just, bless her heart. I mean, and you find, you actually find in through creating that you meet more people, it opens up more doors, and it makes you feel more connected, so you don't have to feel so isolated and alone. So it kind of helps us re-engage with the people around us and maybe let go of some of the other stuff that maybe clouds daily life, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I love that. And I think it's probably easy to get in your head also with what you create too.
Oh, absolutely.
I know that for myself. And I think reframing it as an avenue of connection rather than as something that you have to hyperfixate on, a detail that you don't love or something that you have to re-edit. And just thinking about it as, okay, this might be an introduction for me to my people.
Right, exactly. Well, yeah. And so I love that too. I love that. And I know myself, I'm a perfectionist. So, and my dad, he always tries to convince me, like, no one's going to see that. No one's going to see that. I'm like, but I see it. And but it is so interesting. And what I love about photography, and I even put this on my website recently too, is like, I can tell you the story of the moment it was shot, what was happening, how it made me feel. And I love that. And it's so important. But then somebody else has a different story and they can view it and create their own story. There was a guy that walked in on Friday night and he didn't get two steps and he just stopped dead in his tracks and he stared at it. And I didn't get a chance to ask him, what were you thinking about? What did it make you, what was the story that then you created and tied to that piece? Because you could tell it did. And this other lovely lady I met, I believe her name, I think her name was Sue. She was so sweet. You could tell that it started to bring back memories for her. And she had a whole different story tied to it, just that shot. So it is a way of unifying the people around you as well, even though the story behind it might be slightly different.
Yeah.
So it's super cool.
Yeah. I always think about these type of stories also when people try to argue that art isn't important,
right?
Though you look at bigger cities and there's statistics that the communities that have art in them are a lot less violent. People are a lot less stressed. I don't know. It truly is a lifesaver. And I think that, go down to POAC, go enjoy the gallery, kind of see Becca's work for yourself and just get in some of those good vibes, get in some of that connection to nature, even if, you know, you're not getting outside of the house, especially we're coming up on winter. And I know a lot of folks like to stay planted in their little nests, but, yeah. You were telling me earlier also that you teach some classes at POAC. Is that correct?
So yeah, I have a class in the catalog right now. The signups will go, I think, the next week to 2 weeks, and then they'll start. So if you're interested in kind of doing a little tour with me around Sandpoint, we'll kind of frame it as an intro, and then we'll go do some in the field shots around town, and then we'll kind of edit and work together to kind of look at those images. So if you're interested, definitely take a look at the Joyce Dillon School of Art catalog, and you can go through the Pondere Arts Council. And the exhibit will be up through the 1st, and there's 3 other really great, fantastic local artists, Don Fisher, who's honored, Randy Fritz, and Hurley Dean. So they were absolutely lovely and encouraging. I kind of fangirled out on Don Fisher a little bit, and Randy Fritz and his wife were fantastic, and Hurley was right next to me making sure people were like, this is the Buffalo Girl. So, you know, it was just a really fun event. So, you know, great way to support other artists as well and see their work in different perspectives. So
amazing. If people are looking where to find you, where can they find you?
So my website is buffalodreamsstudio.com. I'll have my Etsy print shop up as well. But right now, if you're interested in any of my work, it's at the Arts Gallery and also at Meadowbrook. And you, of course, you can reach out to me to work on any other projects. I do portraits, video, everything. So yeah, take a look at my website or give me a shout.
Beautiful. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you very much. It was my pleasure.
Yeah. I'd like to thank everybody for tuning in for 97.1 FM. Tag, could you please remind us about the football game this week?
Yes, I can. We have, it is Lewiston versus Sandpoint. Sandpoint's going down to Lewiston. It's going to be at 7:00, and we will be broadcasting it on Rock 103. Think that's what I got. I hope it's a good win. It's a league game. It should be fun.
Wonderful.
I hope everyone goes there and watch too. Yeah, listen to watch.
So is it, did they change it to it's a go dog day?
I think it's always a go dog day.
Okay, when I was in high school, it was, they rebranded.
Okay.
So it was a great day to be a bulldog, and then it was a go dog day. So I think we're going with it's a go dog day.
I think it's a go dog. That's what I went to high school with, a go dog day.
Okay.
So let's live with that.
So
I like
in honor
that.
Of tag, we're going to do it's a go dog day. All right,
there we go
Bulldogs, and thank you so much for joining us today.
So